The Travels of Mary Ward. Friendly greetings from Montgomery Ward, who bring you another interesting human experience from the lives of their customers. We join Mary today in Manhattan, Kansas, where she's spending the day in the Montgomery Ward retail store. Remember, she asked her secretary, Patricia, to meet her here. Bill, of course, is along, too. Well, let's see how the two young lovers are getting along.
Hello, Pat. Gee, I'm glad you got here all right.
Oh, yes, I got here, and I must say they have very good taxi service in Manhattan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. I wanted to tell you about that. I was just going down to meet you with the car. Honest I was, Pat. Miss Ward and I had talked it over. Well, ask her if you don't believe me.
No, that's all right. I got to the store just fine.
No, but I was going to tell you. Just as I was starting, a lot of boxes had to be unpacked. You can see how busy they are here. Mr. Eaton, he asked me if I wouldn't check the stuff as the boys unpacked it. So what could I say?
Nothing, of course not. I mean, I did think it's Christmas and everybody ought to be kind of friendly.
Well, I want to be friendly. Only you cut me off at the ears every time I open my mouth.
Oh, I do, do I? I suppose it's been all my fault.
No, not all.
Excuse me.
Patricia, I wonder how you'd like to be a salesgirl for a few minutes.
Oh, I'd love it. That is, if you think I could.
Well, I'm sure you can. Miss Stiles, this is Miss Patricia Armstrong.
How do you do?
Now, Miss Armstrong's a pretty good secretary. I don't know what kind of salesgirl she'll make.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be all right. I just want to get some hold. Well, I'll do the best I can. And everything has the price marked on it so plainly, I don't think I could make a mistake.
Oh, Bill?
Yes, Mr. Eden?
I wonder if you'd help me a little here.
Coming.
Oh, isn't it exciting?
Why, Mrs. Calhoun, how are you?
Well, how do you do? Have I met you before?
Yes, don't you remember? At the railway station that day. You were waiting for your son, and I was waiting for my car, and we talked about your grandchildren. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes, now I do.
What are you doing way up here in Manhattan?
Oh, my son came on business, and he brought me along so I could see all the Christmas things. I thought I'd give him a chance to get something to surprise me.
Yes, Christmas presents are more fun if we're surprised.
That's what I think. Well, I'll be going on.
Well, you won't get lost now.
No. And if I do, I'll just ask somebody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
She's just a year younger than I am. She's just going with her first boyfriend.
Her first? Really?
Yes. You see, she's never been allowed to go out much. Her folks are terribly strict with her. They've made her wear cotton stockings and wouldn't let her get a permanent or anything.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, it is. Ethel's a pretty girl, even if she is my cousin. It just makes me furious. You know how it is. When a girl first begins going around with a boy, she does so want to look nice.
Obviously she does.
Well, I just told Mother that I was going to send Ethel some real good-looking hose this Christmas. I think that if a girl has pretty hose and her feet and ankles look nice, well, she can get by.
That's about right.
And listen, Mother's an awfully good sport. She doesn't believe in the way Aunt Ellen's raising Ethel, even if she is her own sister. My mother believes in a girl having fun when it's time to have fun. What do you think she's going to send Ethel this Christmas?
Oh, Aunt Ellen will just die.
What is it? A makeup kit.
No.
Yes, with all sorts of powder and cream and some rouge.
Oh, that's
she got it from Ward. Especially
for Ethel. Well, do you think your aunt will let her use it?
Oh, she'll have to let her use it some so as not to hurt Mother's feelings. She wouldn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. I think these holes will be just fine.
Well, those are the kind I always wear. You see how fine they are? They're 42 gauge, and that's a very fine hose. And 4 threads.
I'd like to buy her some real chiffon ones. About 2 thread, you know, but... Oh, gee, Aunt Ellen's have a fit.
Well, these are nice and dull, you see, so they look thinner. And the way the threads are twisted, they're so tight. That always takes off about a thread in their look. These will just wear and wear. You see, they've got cotton under the silk in the feet. Mm-hmm. And that makes them last a lot longer. But I simply never wear out my hose.
Mm-hmm. These are how much?
They're 59 cents a pair. And if you're going to get 2 pairs, I'd get them in both the same shade so she can match them up if she gets a run.
I remember the first pair of silk stockings I ever had.
Oh, has that been a long time ago?
Over 60 years. There was a big ball on Christmas Eve. You call them dances now, but they were real balls way back then. I had a white lace dress, all flounces of white lace, and hoop skirts underneath, and a pair of long white silk stockings. They cost a lot of money, but I had to have them. And my slippers had heels to be I went to curtsy, and my high heels caught in my whiskers. Oh, I won't say I didn't do it to purpose. We had ways then, the same as you young ladies have now. And when I started to fall, he caught to me with his arms. And he kissed me. I'll never forget it.
I bet you won't. I know I wouldn't.
They're kind of yellow now, those stockings.
Oh, have you got them yet?
Yes, in the little box. With my flowers he sent to me that night. And a flower that was on his coffin. And my son's first baby shoes, all in that little box. Well, I'll be going on. Merry Christmas, young ladies. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Gee, did you ever feel like you just bust? You didn't cry?
Mm-hmm.
And yet you're kind of happy, too?
Mary.
Yes, Missy. I'll be right there. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Miss
Ward. Yes, Mr.
This gentleman wants to buy a Christmas present for his wife.
Right.
I thought maybe you could help him by suggesting something.
If I can, I'll be happy to.
This is Miss Mary Ward, Mr. Reedy.
How do you do, Mr. Reedy?
Pleased to meet you, Miss Ward.
Ward knows more about what women want for Christmas than anybody I know.
Well, thanks.
That's what I need, somebody that knows something about it.
I'll just leave you two together.
All right.
Now, did you have anything in mind, Mr. Reedy?
Well, no, that's just it. You see, I ain't bought a Christmas present in... Oh, I guess it's 10 years.
Oh, my.
No, you see, my wife and I, we didn't have nothing much when we started out. We was both ambitious. I guess too much so, looking at it now. We didn't see what it was going to come to, I reckon. If the children come along, you know, we had three. We was all for making a home and giving them a good education. That's all right, too, I guess.
Yes, if it didn't carry too far.
Well, that's what we done, I reckon. We carried it too far. Mm-hmm. Looks like we just got to be kind of strangers, just business partners, as you might say, as things went on. Looks like we got so all we had to talk about was how much money was coming in and how much was going out and what we had to buy. And
now things are different?
Yes, yes. And now the children's drifted away and got good jobs. One of them's married. Sure makes it lonesome, though. You see, there ain't nothing to talk about now. No planning to do, nothing to worry about. Nights, I just read my paper and go to bed. But lately, all I hear about is Christmas. Looks like it's in the air or something. You notice it, too?
Oh, yes.
It looks like I can't rest with everybody talking about it. So, last night I got to thinking. Maybe if I'd buy a Christmas present for her, it'd give us something to talk about. Tomorrow, anyway.
I'm sure it would. Would you like to take her something pretty for herself? A little piece of jewelry, a new dress, a pair of gloves?
No. You see, she ain't spent any money for things like that for so long. She's kind of out of the habit. I'm afraid she might not like it. But I was noticing this morning, before I left home, her vacuum sweeper's about wore out. Now, I was wondering how it'd be to get her a new vacuum sweeper. What do you think? Now, couldn't we tie a bunch of red ribbon on it or something? Seems to me like I've seen pictures of them fixed up like that.
Well, yes, we can do that. I think that's all right. If she needs a new vacuum sweeper, she'll appreciate your noticing it and getting her one. But let me ask you, how long has it been since you've given her a box of candy?
Candy?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Not since we was married, I don't suppose.
I tell you what, let's do, Mr. Reedy. You get the sweeper, and then we'll get a box of candy, and we'll tie it with ribbon and a little sprig of holly. And after you've given her the sweeper and she's thanked you for it, then you give her the box of candy. Will you do that?
Well, reckon she won't think I'm a fool.
Well, what if she does? It's Christmas, you know. A woman likes for her husband to be a fool in some ways, and especially at Christmas. What do you say?
Well, I'll try it once, if you say
so. Merry Christmas, Miss
Oh, hello there. Merry Christmas, Eileen. Is Santa Claus coming tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, Bill.
Hello, Pat.
Have you heard Miss War say what time we're starting back today?
No. I asked her, but she didn't seem to know herself.
It'll be kind of a long ride, won't it?
Do you think so?
No, but I thought maybe you did. Oh, gee, Bill. All this Christmas and everything and everybody, it kind of gets you, don't it?
Yes, it does, Pat. Oh, come on, Pat. What do you say we meet?
Excuse, aren't you Bill Banks?
Sure.
Well, hello, Jim. Gosh, where'd you drop from?
Me? Well, I'm going to school out here. Don't you remember Kansas State?
Oh, that's right. Gee, I get around so many of these towns out here in Kansas, I forget where I'm at.
Oh, what are you doing out here? I thought you were working for Montgomery Ward.
Yeah, I am. I'm driving for Mary Ward this winter.
You don't mean it. Say, that's swell, guy.
You bet. I like it.
Hey, I want to get some shirts to send my brother for Christmas. I got to get them right away, too. Been so busy, I put it off till the last minute.
Well, tomorrow's Christmas. You can't get them to him now.
Oh, yes, I can. Some of the fellas are driving in today. Say, do you know anything about things in here?
Sure, I'll show you. Some over here for 2 cents less than a buck. Darn good looking, too.
Let's have a look.
They're over here.
Say, who was the queen you was talking to?
Oh, that's Miss Ward's secretary. She just came out for today. We're all driving back when we get through here.
Boy, you have all the luck, I'll say. She kind of got you?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's the matter? She turned you down?
Oh, we've been having a little trouble. Well, here's the shirt.
Well, smile, boy, smile. This is Christmas, you know. No gal can hold out against Christmas. Well, these look all right. How much you say they are?
98 cents. Sand fries. They got the wilt-proof collar, too.
Okay. I'll take this blue one and one with the green checks. Kid likes them kind of fancy, you know.
Okay. I'll get these wrapped up for you.
Okay, guy.
Well, Mary, getting tired?
Tired? Oh, no. There's one thing I never do. I've got something to do, though, here, and I better get at it. I've been sort of putting it off.
Well, what's that?
Well, I've taken a step, and I don't know how it's going to come out. You've heard of the sort of folks that rush in where angels fear to tread?
Well, I can't imagine you're falling into that class.
Oh, I don't know. Well, here goes. Oh, Billy.
Yes, Miss Ward.
Have you seen Patricia?
Well, yes, she's right over there.
You and she come here just a moment, will you?
Sure, right away.
Well, here's where the rushing in starts. I'd appreciate your moral support.
You can count on me.
Thanks.
Yes, Miss Ward, did you want me?
Yes, I think you and Billy should really be starting back home if you don't want to be out too late tonight.
Bill and I?
Aren't you coming with us, Miss Ward? Well, I thought to...
Why, no, you remember that long-distance call I got from Cynthia Harding last Monday?
Yes.
Well, she wants me to be at her house tomorrow, and I'm going from here. Well, why don't you say something?
Merry Christmas, Miss Ward.
Sure. Merry Christmas, Miss Ward, and thanks.
Merry Christmas to you, and bless you, my children.
Well, Mary, let's hope that your blessing will do the trick. Back to Kansas City on Christmas Eve. That should give them time enough to patch up a half dozen quarrels. But we'll find out all about it after Christmas. Well, tomorrow's the big day, and Mary's going to be back again at this same time. We all hope that you won't be too busy to listen in. Mary, you know, is going to spend Christmas Day with her friend Cynthia Harding, who is celebrating her first Christmas in years. Won't you join us? All right, be sure to tune in.